Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
amen.
Peace be with you.
And with you.
Good morning to everyone. We celebrate today the Feast of the Epiphany, the arrival of the three wise men from the East to visit the child Jesus. Let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. Lord Jesus, you are mighty God and Prince of Peace. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You are Son of God and Son of Mary.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord Jesus, you are Word made flesh and splendor of the Father.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, who on this day revealed your only begotten Son to the nations by the guidance of a star, grant in your mercy that we who know you already by faith may be brought to behold the beauty of your sublime glory. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick clouds cover the peoples. But upon you the Lord shines, and over you appears his glory. Nations shall walk by your light, and kings by your shining radiance. Raise your eyes and look around, look about. They all gather and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters in the arms of their nurses. Then you shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow, for the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you. The wealth of nations shall be brought to you. Caravans of camels shall fill you, dromedaries from Midian and Ephah, all from Sheba shall come, bearing gold and frankincense and proclaiming the praises of the Lord. The word of the Lord.
and the afflicted when he has no one to help him. He shall have pity for the lowly and the poor. The lives of the poor he shall save. Lord, every nation on earth will adore you.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for your benefit. Namely, that the mystery was made known to me by revelation. It was not made known to people in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles are co-heirs, members of the same body, and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage. After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that had been seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. The Gospel of the Lord.
We continue this beautiful time of the year in which we celebrate the Lord's birth, but we also open up the story of our salvation, the birth of Jesus Christ, which was foreseen by the prophets, especially the prophet Isaiah, as he pointed toward that one who would come, sent by God, being God, as St. John reminds us from the beginning. Within this story, we have this beautiful account today of another story, a story of three wise men who come from afar, who come from the east toward Jerusalem, Bethlehem, to look for the child Jesus, whom they themselves also were longing for and waiting for. It is a story within the larger story. The three magi, the wise men, were philosophers, astrologers, but certainly they were people who were seekers, seekers of the truth. Tradition calls them Melchior, Caspar, and Balthazar. What drove them to look for Jesus was the truth. Being philosophers, being men who were astrologers, as many, many people were at the time, not the one you find in the newspaper, but looking at the stars and looking for signs. Inside, as human beings, they were searching for the truth. We can recall this morning that beautiful part of the autobiography of St. Augustine, who said, "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you, until they find you." And that is the search of every man, woman, and child, to follow that star, that seeking of truth, which is finding the meaning of life. Not going through life as a day-to-day, everyday occurrence, but even within every day, to seek some sort of truth, an understanding of who God is, even in our daily mundane occurrences at times. They encountered along their way Herod, who had heard of their arrival in Jerusalem and what they were looking for. And so, as we know the story, Herod, an earthly ruler, a ruthless man by many accounts, called them to ask where they were headed and where they had heard that this king, this ruler, would be born. And of course, we know that Herod's motives were not sacred. They were ruthless. He was presuming to assist the three. And in doing so, he called two others, the chief priests and the scribes, to help him help the wise men. The chief priests and the scribes quoted the prophet in saying that, "You, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you, a prophecy from you, Bethlehem, shall come the shepherd for Israel." This, again, was passed on to the Magi, who left and went. Throughout this story, in the encountering the Magi, Herod, and the chief priests and the scribes, we see three different responses to what we find in the manger here, the light of the world. The response of Herod to the news of Jesus being born was a response of hatred, a response of hostility. Herod did not want to hear that anyone would compete with his life or more interfere with his life, with his place, with his power, with his influence, in a sense, out of paranoia, to destroy him, to destroy his way of life. So Herod's motives were hostile. When Herod called the chief priests and the scribes, we can also see that they had a response to this whole message. They simply quoted the scriptures. They were doctors of the law. They were people who conducted the worship in the temple and interpreted the prophets. But theirs was a simple answer. In a certain way, we could say that the chief priests and the scribes were indifferent. They didn't respond themselves. They just passed on the news and went about their daily duties. Their indifference was because they were busy doing other things, holy things, but other things. They were not seekers. They were not searching. They were simply responding. But the Magi are at the center of the story here, because they were people who were looking, who were searching, who wanted more deeper meaning in their life that they knew would come from another. Going back to St. Augustine, his discovery did not come from himself only, but it was from the grace of God inside of him. "Our hearts are restless until they rest in you." We cannot, in many ways, brothers and sisters, determine our own destiny, because God is part of our lives. And God is full of surprises. God is full of many graces that we encounter and can interpret in our daily life for the good. Sometimes when we encounter the grace of God in our life, we are hostile to it. We may not think in those terms, because in general, we're not hostile people. But when something that comes, when we read in the scripture or we hear in a prayer, and we realize that it's going to cause some kind of a disturbance in my way of life, something that is read in the gospel, perhaps unknowingly, we say, "I don't want to hear that." If we simply think of the many times that we hear about forgiveness, and to know that if I have to follow that, I would have to forgive him or her. which I'm unwilling to do because it would change that relationship into the better, but it would cost me. There are many things along the way that we read in the gospel, that we hear here on Sundays, that we don't want to hear. And we have a fascinating way of blocking it out. In that sense, we can easily become like Herod and refuse to hear what is the light, what is the truth that God wants to give us. Or we can be like the chief priests and the scribes. We've heard it before. It didn't have any effect in my life before, and we just go on with life. But you and I, sisters and brothers, are called to be seekers. We're called to be magi, wise people, who can listen to the Word of God, allow it, as the book of Hebrews says, to cut into our lives, to call us to something more, to call us to something more profound and more beautiful, to follow a star which we do not know where it will lead us. How many times in our days we hear the word discernment, to be discerning people. Wise people are discerning people who know how to listen not just with their physical ears or see with their physical eyes, but can hear and see with their hearts. That's who the Magi are. That's why this day is important to each one of us. As we move forward into 2021, I think it would be important for us, and I know for myself, is to try to be magi this year. We know there is darkness that surrounds us, as the prophet Isaiah spoke of today. As we heard during Christmas, there is a dark cloud that can shadow our lives personally, our family life, our world, our church, our nation. There is darkness. But if we succumb to that, we ignore perhaps a grace that God wants to give us. And if we hear something in the gospel of Jesus, the truth, let's not be the Herods and say, well, you know, that would cost me a little bit of change or an embarrassment that I have to act that way. And let's not be like the scribes and the chief priests that say, well, I've heard that before and it doesn't have any meaning for me. Everything has meaning if we are people of the interior life. Everything has meaning. The smallest things in life have meaning. Driving down the street, we can see something and allow it to have meaning. And so 2021, I think, can be a year of real deep search. Not to be people who are critiquing the world, critiquing the church, critiquing homilies, critiquing everything, critiquing and having opinions about everything. But let's make 2021 for each one of us different. Let's be people of the interior life who, like those magi, were willing to go the extra mile, who were willing to search, who were willing to listen. And they listened with faith. When you think about their arrival in Bethlehem, what did they see with their eyes? What they saw with their eyes was a poor family in a dirty stall. They saw dirty shepherds and ugly sheep. That's what they saw with their eyes. But what they saw from within with their faith was the light of God. What they saw amidst the exteriors was God reaching out to them as the baby Jesus reaches out and says, I am the light of the world. And so, sisters and brothers, I would ask us as a Catholic Christian community to really be seekers this year for the deeper truth, not the surface, but the deeper meaning of life, the deeper meaning of every cross, the deeper meaning of every joy, the deeper meaning of every person we meet. We can truly be people who can follow the beauty of God in our daily life, our mundane life, but even in the mundane events of life, find a twinkling star in the beauty of an encounter with Jesus Christ in prayer, a moment of adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament, the beauty of the smile of a child, the love of a husband and wife, the beauty of family life. There are so many stars in our faith life that we can see if we look not just with the human eyes only, but with the eyes of our soul, God calling us into a deeper union with Him. Let us profess our faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Recognizing God's generous gift to us in his Son, Jesus, let us now bring before him our prayers for the world and for each one of us.
For missionaries, may the Lord bless them with generosity and boldness
in sharing the love of God. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the heads of governments throughout the world, may God's gracious mercy be upon them and those that they serve. We pray to the Lord. For all who are troubled in spirit, may they receive hope and healing through the grace of God and the efforts of their caregivers. We pray to the Lord. For our community of faith, may the Lord bless our relationships and grant us purity of heart and mind. We pray to the Lord. For our homes, may on this Epiphany we have our homes blessed with love, peace, and joy of Christ the infant. We pray to the Lord. And for those who have died in the light of faith in a special way, Frank Garza Jr., Lala Gerbe, Joe Green, and for all those who have passed away due to the complications of COVID-19, may they share in the resurrection of Jesus. We pray to the Lord. And for the intentions of Connie Cueva and Terry Green, Norma Maria Perez, and for those intentions that we offer now in the silence of our hearts. We pray to the Lord.
Father, all that is good, we ask that you hear these prayers today, for we offer them to you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice.
Look with favor, Lord, we pray, on these gifts of your church, in which we offer now not gold, frankincense, or myrrh, but he who by them is proclaimed, sacrificed, and received, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For today you have revealed the mystery of our salvation in Christ as a light for the nations. And when he appeared in our mortal nature, you made us new by the glory of his immortal nature. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. Created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. And giving you thanks, he said the blessing and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memorial of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, We offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and all the saints on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of all the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth, with your servant Francis, our Pope, me, your unworthy servant, the order of bishops, all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Let us now pray together the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. This day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Peace.
Thank you.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you in my soul. Since I am unable at this moment to receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as you are already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisadro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Mulvey and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with His love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.